Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden has gone to a key battleground state as his campaign looks to move past growing Democrat calls for him to abandon his reelection bid. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Michigan is part of the effort to shore up the so-called blue wall states his campaign believes is the key path to winning in November. Before heading to Detroit, the president met virtually with the congressional black and Hispanic caucuses to shore up support.
The president understands that there's still some anxiety on the Hill.
Biden campaign spokesman Michael Tyler says this much is clear.
He will be the Democratic nominee.
And the party needs to unite behind one message.
We have one singular mission moving forward, and that's to beat Donald Trump.
His remarks on Air Force One came after one lawmaker who met privately with the president today said he needs to drop out. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Palestinians return to breathtaking scenes of destruction after Israeli troops withdraw. AP's Naya Kim reports.
As Israeli troops withdraw from the Gaza neighborhood of Shajaya, residents return to see what's left of their home. Block after block, nearly every building has been flattened to rubble after the two-week Israeli offensive. My house had four floors, Sharif Abu Shanab says. I can't enter it. I can't take anything out of it, not even a can of tuna. Civil defense workers say so far they found the bodies of 60 people in the rubble. More bodies are believed to be trapped, but the organization has little equipment to clear the debris. The Israeli military has carried out several offensives in Shajaya during the nine-month-old war with Hamas. I'm Nayan Kim.
Kenya's police boss has resigned in the latest development resulting from deadly protests. The resignation Friday comes as President William Ruto seeks to respond to growing concerns of police brutality following weeks of protests triggered by a proposed tax hike. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Rescuers in Nepal have suspended their search for 51 passengers who were missing after a landslide swept the buses in which they were traveling into a swollen river. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Yugasar Raya Yadav was a passenger on a bus in Nepal's Chitwan district on Friday when a landslide hit, sending his and another vehicle into the swollen, fast-flowing river below.
All of a sudden, mud and debris started to come down. We jumped from the bus as it started veering off. I was at the front of the bus with five others, but only three of us were able to survive.
A search of the Trishuli River, some 53 miles west of Kathmandu, was suspended on Friday after efforts by hundreds of rescuers and more than two dozen divers yielded no signs of the buses or their missing passengers. A local official said the search would resume on Saturday.
Lauren Anthony from Reuters. Western intelligence agencies have uncovered Russian plots to carry out assassinations, arson, and other sabotage in Europe against companies and people linked to support for Ukraine's military. A Western government official says one of the most serious plots recently revealed was a plan to kill the head of a German arms manufacturer. The official says the plots have sometimes involved recruiting common criminals in foreign countries to conduct attacks. Neither the company, Rheinmetall, nor the German government would comment on the reported plot, but both Germany and the White House said they are taking increased threats from Russia very seriously. A pair of galaxies have been found by the Webb Space Telescope. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The Webb Space Telescope has captured a pair of intertwined galaxies glowing in the infrared. NASA and the European Space Agency's observatory photographed the two galaxies 326 million light years away, surrounded by a blue haze of stars and gas. The pictures marks Webb's second anniversary of science operations. NASA says the neighboring galaxies, nicknamed Penguin and the Egg, have been tangled up for tens of millions of years. The same will happen to our own Milky Way and the Andromeda Galaxy in 4 billion years. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A closely watched measure of inflation in Argentina remains stronger than the libertarian government of President Javier Milei would have hoped. The country's official statistics agency on Friday reported a rise in June prices that broke a months-long streak of declines. Argentina's consumer price index rose 4.6% in June, slightly up from the rate of 4.2% in May, ending a five-month trend of cooling inflation that experts had attributed to a deepening recession and rising unemployment. President Milei has touted the falling prices over recent months as a key victory in his fight against Argentina's worst economy crisis in over two decades. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.